Turning a group of artists loose who practice different artistic disciplines in a confined space can be both edgy and terrifying, and it's exactly what makes the Border Theater's annual Exhibitions in Disconnection so worth attending. My guests are artistic director Austin Savage, along with fellow founding member and actor of the Border Theater, Carlos Rubalcava. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't offend with my introduction there.
No.
Does that sound about right?
That's about the nicest thing anyone's ever said about
us. Oh, good. All right. This is going to be fun. Okay. Tell me, first of all, what you're planning, when, and where?
The Exhibitions in Disconnection is going to take place at the Glass Box, which is on the corner of Texas and Cotton, August 17th through 19th and 24th through 26th.
Two consecutive Friday, Saturday, Sunday
right.
performances.
8 p.m. performances. The doors will open half an hour in advance because there will be some visual art, you know, involved in the show as well. So they can lounge around and look at some of the paintings and sculptures and all that other mm-hmm. kind of stuff. At 8 is when the performances
begin. The event begins. Describe the space at the Glass Box for anyone who has not visited there. It's really
Well, it's very cool. unique because when you walk in, there's all these interesting things to look at. It's a community of all these wonderful artists that, you know, share the same space. So you'll walk in and you'll see murals and interesting sculptures. They're just lounging about, always at, mm-hmm. always there. So it's a very creative space. It's interesting.
The address is actually 1500 Texas Avenue, and it's right above Texas Foam and Fabrics. Is that correct?
Right.
You know, if people driving along haven't ever looked up and realized there's this bank of windows right on the corner, thus the Glass Box. And that's kind of the event space. Describe the entry, which is actually off of Langtree, which is just around the corner. This is very cool in that there's nothing easy about arriving there the first
right.
time.
Yeah.
It just makes it feel extra, like you got to work for it.
In all honesty, there's no show worth seeing unless there's an alley entrance, you know?
Yeah, there you go. A viable philosophy, I think. So the entrance is on Langtree, and describe what goes on.
Yeah, there's a little side door on Langtree right around the corner, as you said. You just open it up, and there's actually a ramp there
mm-hmm.
that leads up to the second story.
And it's a concrete ramp where vehicles used to drive up to that
right.
second story.
Right, an old vehicle ramp, which is interesting because you have to have accessibility. You know, there's all those accessibility.
Not a problem here.
Right.
Everybody gets the ramp.
Right, and it's kind of neat when we have a little golf cart then for all the,
way cool.
the
yes.
wheelchairs and elderly uh-huh. and stuff. So
if you can't handle the ramp,
right,
they'll put
they get free rides up. But I think my favorite thing is women in heels walking backwards. That's one of my favorite things to see. It's like this interesting stampede, you know.
Yes,
well,
occasion. With 4-inch heels, I think you have to make accommodations for sure.
Right.
All right, so you get up there, and it's really a concrete, clear story that has been stalls, per se, have been created
exactly.
out of basically wood and galvanized metal and built up. Who actually created the space there in Glass Box?
That's all Chris Bevins.
Okay.
He's a local artist and really kind of like patron saint, I guess.
Of
the community
yes.
in a lot of ways.
Yes, he created the happening place
right.
For the synergy to occur.
Yeah, and specifically for us, you know. If we had not had access to those facilities, we probably wouldn't exist.
Yeah, you got to have a place for things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And all manner of artists are doing their thing there. If you drop by any time of day or probably dead of night, for that matter,
right.
there is activity. Let's come back to the actual Exhibitions in Disconnection. Can you talk about its inception, the concept behind it?
We started 3 years ago, I guess, now.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started with just a group of people that wanted to do something different theatrically. I think in the very beginning, it was very play heavy.
Drama heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the event was mostly focused on the plays. And I think mm-hmm. we still have that focus, but over these past couple of years, it's become more of let's integrate other artists into the event itself as opposed to just have them come in at the end and present their stuff alongside mm-hmm. with ours.
I believe in the art world it's called interdisciplinary mm-hmm. performance art.
Well, that would
which
be
doesn't sound nearly as much fun as
right.
bohemian chaos. No, that's not the same, not the same.
What it ended up being, I guess, is, you know, through our doings and through our, you know, hanging around at the Glass Box,
mm-hmm.
the Glass Box, you know, you meet all these interesting people and then you start. Things happen. We start interacting with dancers. We start interacting with artists of every medium. And then it becomes, hey, why don't we do something cool together? which is what we're trying to do with this event specifically every year.
Okay.
I think it's interesting, too, that even in the first one, this ties into a lot of the stuff we do. A lot of these integration and the decisions that get made are, I guess, a lot of the things that makes us, quote, aesthetically different is really just practicality. It's adaptation. You know, the first time we did the exhibitions, you know, we had the concept of rotating shows. There were simultaneous performances. Mm-hmm. The cast would rotate. The audience would follow the cast. Well, in terms of figuring out a practical way of moving the audience, we employed dancers. That was the easiest solution.
And then, literally, did you, like, herd people with dancers?
Yes. Literally,
okay.
Herded
all right.
And so, you know, in problem solving, sometimes you
end up
with really unique.
Yes, how do you communicate stuff artistically?
Right, right. And it becomes an aesthetic choice afterwards. You know what I mean? You put all the bells and whistles and dress it up.
That just has to be – I mean, it's almost – sounds like the performance might be anticlimactic for y'all, because the preparation sounds like where all the fun, energy, creative insanity takes place.
Yeah, that's where the annual aneurysm occurs.
the nervous breakdowns too.
I was just talking about this. We got started real early on this one. Yeah. Like 5 months ago. We normally put it together in like 6 weeks.
Did your tolerance for chaos drop over time?
It always comes together, but never without some kind of health issues and some kind of.
Yeah, and that's something, that's really an interesting part of the creative process, isn't it? What people do to themselves by getting creative. If anyone ever wonders why artists are the way they are, it's like, holy smokes, because of things, drag yourself through a knothole backwards is about like the creative act.
Yeah, sleep and like 2 hours a night for 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And like sometimes, like Austin says, you know, if you restrict yourself on time, you have a month to pull this together, then you're kind of come up with certain, you know.
Yeah, it pressure cooker results, but you pay a price. Okay, so you're getting older now. You're starting younger.
Well, yeah,
I should say.
Proud. We started like 5 months in advance, and we were talking like, "Oh, we got it organized this year." And now we're 2 weeks out, and where we are. Inevitable.
There will still be crises, because I don't think the creativity is something you can cut off.
Right.
A fascinating process. You start to understand why old people are cranky about now, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I must be getting old.
But, okay, what can the audience expect? I mean, if I'm like a shy, oh, God, what are they going to make me do if I show up as an audience member? Do I need to be nervous?
I wouldn't say specifically nervous. I think you'll be more interested. Our shows are usually designed to not be the typical, you go pay your whatever money and then you sit down and then, you know.
Totally
then
passive.
That's it. They're usually designed to be an experience.
Okay.
In one way or another. So that was one of the things we always, I think, had something against. I mean, at least for me personally, I'm very much against separating the audience from the performers, using, whether that's using distance or using some other mechanism.
Proscenium arches or, you know,
structure.
So at least for me personally, and I think this is something we share, you know, we like the audience to be in the middle of it.
Okay.
We like them to be as close as possible and have it feel as intimate as possible.
What numbers are we talking as far as the size of the place will only accommodate so many? How have your audiences been so far, previous years?
The very first exhibitions, about 110 a night was our average.
And that's pretty much capacity for the place.
You know, we'll run about 50, 60 comfortably on average. And, you know, that's the interesting thing is we can accommodate a certain large numbers. We also understand we're not built. Our shows aren't even built that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For the audience experience, it's a fairly casual evening.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Come comfortable, prepared to just have a mind bender.
I think the one thing is that we try to actually make our shows fun. And Carlos was talking about audience interaction and stuff. I think it's just something as simple as film and television can do certain things that theater can't. And I think a lot of times my personal issue with a lot of contemporary drama or performance is that it's a replication of television or film. You know, you sit down passively, you watch something away.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's interactive, and it should come casual. You are in a warehouse, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Watch those heels and we'll be okay.
Well, if you want to go with the four-inch heels, what can you say? Gentlemen, it's just fun to talk with you. I congratulate you on pushing that boundary and having fun with art. My guest today, artistic director Austin Savage, along with his fellow founding member and actor with The Border Theater, which is going to be conducting its third annual Exhibitions in Disconnection, interdisciplinary performances. And this will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, two consecutive weekends, August 17, 18, 19, and August 24, 25, 26, 8 p.m. each night. And a reception on the opening night before the show. Live music will follow each performance so the fun can continue. It's all at the Glass Box, 1500 Texas Avenue. Don't forget you enter on Langtree. Makes it more fun. Tickets are available at Indie Tickets. That's INDIE. TICKETZ.com. You can also go to bordertheater.org or you can call 412-5283 for information. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.